first and foremost, talk me through the goal.
I was a bit buggered, eh? Like it was really, really hard, and couldn't catch my second win. Ball was in the air and Monty started screaming at me, Cabs, just taking run. So I kind of had no choice. I tried setting up bingers, and fortunately enough, it fell to me, and I just, put my foot through it.
You've been waiting a long time for that.
Yeah, way too long. Way too long. I started to think if I was cursed, I was going to start going to a psychiatrist to see if there's something wrong there. I just couldn't believe that I scored, and I'm happy to have got the monkey off my back.
So this opens the floodgates, I assume?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully. But see if I can hopefully get a few more goals. We've got 9 games left, so plenty of time to, get to the target that I wanted, to achieve at the start of the season.
You put in so much time and effort in the training, out here on the pitch in training. You say that, you weren't sure what was going on, why wasn't it coming? Is it a case of having to try and just keep the faith?
Yeah, of course, if you don't keep the faith, then, what else do you have? But, got to be honest, I kind of did lose a bit of faith here and there, but I guess perseverance paid off.
And, of course, it was the winning goal, so, that nailed it for us. How do you feel that was, that's what got us over the line?
I feel good. It's always good to help the team out. Coming on is not an easy thing to do, but, Paolo's put a lot of faith in me, and coming on and helping us get the 3 points and cross our line and get our first back-to-back win in a long time is a great feeling.
You've been putting together a few games now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling confident, feeling better as each game goes by. And I'm just looking forward to playing a major part towards the end of the season.
Now, look, I know you weren't here. The last few seasons we went. Since 2014, I think it was like 1,000-odd days or something without making it back-to-back wins. I mean, the win would have still meant a lot to everyone, including yourself.
Yeah, it meant a lot to everyone. We've been putting in a lot of work on the training park. Our playing style started in the show. We've been very unlucky this season with some results not going our way. We should have had a few more wins, to be honest. But we've stuck to the structure, game plan, and now we're turning performances into results, which is a real positive. And for the boys that have been here for a while, it's been a long time coming for them as well. I think they deserve it as well.
How's Izzo going? Copped one to the head. Is he feeling fine?
Yeah, he's feeling fine. The guy's a legend, an absolute freak of a keeper. He's been sensational this season. For me, the best player for us this season, and can't be more happy enough for him. To be playing the way he's playing lately.
How big is it for you, having been a Mariners youth product, for your first goal to come at the Mariners?
It's something special, I've always had, something for this club. When I left after the youth team, I still, kept in touch with the boys here that were here, and even the staff here as well. So this club means a lot to me, and I'm happy to get my first goal, and it was for the Mariners.
Probably the most depth that the club has is on the wings. How do you nail down that first team spot?
Yeah, it's very difficult, but it's good. It's a good thing to have competition, because if you have no competition, then who's going to push each other to get that spot? So me, Fab, Connor, Trent, all been doing the hard yards at training, and then it's up to the coach to pick who starts on the wings, and it's good to give him a selection headache, I guess.
Is that natural? Is that speed that you have, the blistering pace, is it natural? Is it something that you developed as a kid? Did you do a lot of sprint training, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I did a lot of sprint training when I was younger. I was doing athletics, and then I had to pick between athletics and football when I was 14. And then it kind of, moved away from my game kind of bit about, being just fast. And then I think when I ended up at the Mariners youth team here, I kind of realised I was pretty quick. So I kind of had to start changing my game up and using that to my advantage.
Are the finals a legitimate opportunity for you guys now?
Yeah, 100%. We get 3 points this weekend against Western Sydney Wanderers. We've come off on the back of a top win against Wellington. I think, we'll only be 2 points off, and, that's when we can start, thinking, we can really make something happen.
Such a morale-boosting win. What was the message from Paul Okon, both after the game and today at training?
Oh, he didn't say much today at training. After the game, yeah, he doesn't really say much either. But you can tell he's really, he was really ecstatic and happy with the win. You know, like I said, back-to-back wins. You know, first time in 1,000 days or something. So he'll be delighted.
Tell us just one last question. The celebration, hand on the face. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My brother, he's only 10 years old, and we were watching Batman the other week, and Bane's apparently his favourite character, so it was kind of a little tribute to him.